AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Hurricane Helene headed for landfall on Florida's western coast. Norman Hall has the latest.
Helene is now a major Category 4 storm. Forecasters say the storm is threatening catastrophic storm surge in northwestern parts of Florida, as well as damaging winds, rains, and flash floods hundreds of miles inland across much of the southeastern U.S. It has already knocked out power to over 500,000 homes and businesses. States of emergency have been declared in Florida, Georgia, the Carolinas, Virginia, and Alabama.
Hope for a ceasefire dim as Israel and Hezbollah trade more strikes, and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vows to continue with full force. Vice President Kamala Harris says calls for Ukraine to cede territory to Russia are dangerous and unacceptable.
They are not proposals for peace. Instead, they are proposals for surrender.
Donald Trump says he'll meet with Ukraine's president Friday morning. Meanwhile, a court's reviewing the civil fraud penalty against Trump.
A New York appeals court panel appeared receptive Thursday to potentially overturning or reducing a civil fraud judgment that stands to cost Donald Trump nearly $500 million. One judge called the former president's penalty troubling. Trump is asking the court to reverse Judge Arthur Engoron's ruling that he lied for years about his wealth on paperwork given to banks, insurers, and others to make deals and secure loans. Trump's lawyer argued the lawsuit stretched the state's consumer protection laws. The appellate division typically rules about a month after arguments, meaning a decision could come before Election Day. Julie Walker, New York.
New York Mayor Eric Adams vowing to stay in office after being indicted for influence peddling. The latest estimate of second quarter economic growth, a healthy 3% annual pace. Jobless claims fell last week and stocks rose, the S&P up 0.4% to a new record high. The Dow and the Nasdaq each up 0.6%. This is AP News. A discussion at the UN about bogus claims in the U.S. about Haitian immigrants.
Speaking to the UN General Assembly, the president of Haiti's Transitional Council, Edgar LeBlanc Fils, spoke to world leaders about gang violence in his country and about false claims made by Donald Trump at a debate about Haitians living in Springfield, Ohio.
They're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats.
Qui ont fait preuve de solidarité envers les migrants de notre pays.
Fils said, on behalf of the entire Haitian people, I would like to extend a brotherly greeting to all friends of Haiti that have shown solidarity toward the migrants of our country, and in particular, those living in Springfield, Ohio. Fils also said the active participation of Haitian migrants at various levels of life in the U.S. is tangible and significant, and the passions that naturally arise during an election campaign should never serve as a pretext for xenophobia or racism. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Dave Gill Chevrolet, we have back-to-school savings all month long. Check out our incredible selection of the latest Chevrolet models, including the rugged Silverado, the versatile Trax, and the stylish Equinox. We pride ourselves on exceptional customer service and unbeatable deals. So what are you waiting for? Visit us online at DaveGillChevy.com or stop by our dealership at 4700 East Broad Street in Columbus. Dave Gill Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. See dealer for complete details.